This is KNKX News. Last year, a program called Housing Connector emerged as a new tool in Washington's homelessness crisis. It made it easier for caseworkers in King County to move people into housing. But the program launched just months before the pandemic, and now its purpose has shifted. It is part of an improvised safety net, helping people weather the economic upheaval without mountains of debt. KNKX's Will James brings us this story about Housing Connector. It's an excerpt from the podcast Transmission.
I'm walking through an apartment complex in Kent, south of Seattle, with Mike Mathias. He works for a nonprofit called Pioneer Human Services, and he's carrying a laptop. Mike's part of this army of people at nonprofits all around the state whose job is to get people who are homeless into apartments and help them stay there.
So we're going to go see a client of mine. He's doing our Roadmaps to Success program. So he needs a laptop.
Yo, it's Mike.
A man and a woman invite us into their apartment. Mike gives the man the laptop. I later find out it's Mike's personal laptop from home. The man needs it to complete a job placement program.
So you're just trying to do what you can do to
get
going.
Yeah, man, listen. I'm going crazy.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'm not going to stop. I don't stop.
I know you
don't. I'm going to go all the way in.
Mike has agreed to let me tag along on the condition I protect his clients' identities because they're in a precarious situation.
No worries. See ya.
All right, man.
Once we leave, Mike tells me this couple, they're pandemic refugees. They moved to Washington from Brooklyn with their two young kids when the pandemic seemed out of control in New York. The couple lived with the woman's mother for a while, but neighbors complained about the noise from the kids, and the family had to leave. They ended up homeless, staying in shelters. And that's where Housing Connector came in. The man in the couple, even though he was working, he had a complicated past. A background check or a look at his finances would have stopped most landlords from renting to him. But Housing Connector is a way for caseworkers like Mike to work around those obstacles.
What Housing Connector waived in terms of the barriers were his criminal record, maybe because he does have a criminal history in another state, the debt-to-income ratio, and he had one eviction as well, and the income-to-rent ratio being so high, it's almost impossible to find a place that would qualify you because you usually have to make, three times, 2.5 times the rent?
These barriers, having a criminal record or a past eviction or not having a high enough income, they prevent lots of people from moving into apartments. What Housing Connector does is actually pretty simple. It's found a way to get landlords to accept tenants who have some kind of steady income, either a job or Social Security or disability payments, but they might not pass a background check. Skelchum Kelmendi created Housing Connector.
The story of Housing Connector actually is a little bit intertwined with my own story. I and my family moved to the United States as refugees in 1999. I was born in Kosovo, small country in Eastern Europe. And right after the war, my family had the opportunity, and we were fortunate enough, to be selected to come to the United States. And just like many immigrants and refugees, we didn't have access to a lot of funds. We didn't have a credit score or credit history. And we really struggled to find a home. And we were fortunate because we had organizations, churches, community groups help us navigate that process and get us into housing, help my parents find a job. But what really that experience taught me is how some of the challenges, like not having credit history or not having rental history, often are a significant barrier for individuals to access housing.
Years later, when Skelchum worked for the Seattle Housing Authority, he saw homeless people running into the same sorts of barriers his family did. Housing Connector says to landlords, if you ignore the marks on this person's record and rent to them, we'll take away the risk. We'll make sure rent gets paid, the apartment isn't damaged, and make sure there's what's called wraparound support for tenants. That means caseworkers like Mike checking in regularly. The idea took off. Skelchum got backing from the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, the city, the county, and the online real estate giant Zillow. For a few months, landlords were happy, caseworkers were happy, and people were getting out of homelessness. Then the pandemic struck. Housing Connector was designed for one emergency, Washington's housing crisis. The pandemic layered another emergency on top of it. Allison Dean is Director of Operations and Strategy for HNN Communities, a company that owns apartment buildings that are home to an estimated 50 or 60,000 people in King County. Many are considered low income.
A lot of our residents are in industries that have been impacted quite heavily by the pandemic.
Do you know how many of your residents have not been able to pay rent as a result of this?
Well, I can tell you that our delinquency on a monthly basis is about $1.5 million.
Allison's company is losing $1.5 million a month because people aren't able to pay rent. If one of Housing Connector's clients falls on hard times, the program will pay up to 3 months' rent to tide them over. But Skelchum, who created the program, says it wasn't designed to cover rent for so many people for months on end.
We are, in a sense, the rent provider of last resort. I never expected, as no one else did, that a pandemic would be facing us in our first year of existence. But I think this is an area where, for me, it's important as any organization to be able to pivot quickly. One, to meet the demand of your customers, but two, to just survive in this marketplace that's ever-changing. And so if we're stuck in our ways, we are not going to be able to thrive and support the folks that we are here to help.
Housing Connector has paid out more than $250,000 of rental assistance so far, more than Skelchum ever imagined. And the program has helped house more than 1,200 people at this point. When Skelchum thinks about the future, he sees the need for his program only growing. But he wonders whether local governments like Seattle and King County will make it through the pandemic with enough money to keep funding it. After Mike, the caseworker, and I leave his client's apartment, we walk across the complex and end up in front of the property management office. His client, the man in the couple, had a job for a while. It was a temp position that was supposed to turn into a long-term job after 90 days. But because of the pandemic, the company changed its mind and decided not to bring anyone else on. Now he's out of a job, and the couple can't pay their rent.
So now he's going to need some rental assistance for this month. So Housing Connector offers up to 3 months of rental assistance during the lease.
Mike walks up to someone's desk and explains Housing Connector will be paying the couple's rent this month. The couple has now used 2 months of their allotted rental assistance. They have 1 month left.
That story from KNKX's podcast Transmission, chronicling the coronavirus pandemic. The latest episode is about the possible eviction crisis facing communities, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.